For half an hour, Mr. Tsung worked on Johnny, and Johnny realized that his own walk was like that of a panther, whereas for this conference, it must be stately. Mr. Tsung made him go through the whole lesson, and then the postures and walks again, before he was satisfied. Johnny, who had always had a sinking feeling about being a diplomat, began to feel a bit more confident. There was an art to this thing. It was like hunting game, but a different kind of game. It was like a battle, but a different kind of battle. He thought he was all through. He could see on the screen that more and more emissaries were arriving. But Mr. Tsung said they would all have to present their credentials at the first meeting in the conference room, and that there was lots and lots of time. Had Johnny thought of a strategy? A strategy was very necessary. How to approach the diplomatic battle? What one intended to use to maneuver? Well, Johnny could think about it. It was like a battle, but your infantry and cavalry were ideas and words. Maneuvered wrongly, it meant defeat. Meanwhile, they had to handle this other matter, and leaving Johnny a bit mystified, Mr. Tsung went out in the hall. Seeing that for the moment Johnny wasn't busy, Chief Chong Wan slid in the door. He was beaming and bobbing his head.
"The dam!"
And he made a tight grip with both fists and gestured with his hands.
"The hole! The outflow is decreasing! The level of the lake is rising!"
He bobbed his head vigorously, bowed deeply, and vanished. Johnny thought, well, that was one thing that had gone right. The power wouldn't go off and leave some diplomat parked in some wrong space. All he had to worry about now was a burning planet, the fate of its people, and this conference. Hey, that shot had worked. He wasn't dizzy.